Well, this is Ethan, your free-thinking historian and executive director of CFI Vancouver, saying goodnight.
This is Don saying eyes open, minds on.
This is Chloe. I say lots of things.
And this is Daniel. Remember to give us all your money. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me and Saul. Y'all tune in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Capitol Lady lost his Senate green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between.
Brittany! Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Rate of pay for murder, but the assassin is an expert, so you know that he stayed with the burner. From Brian Glocks to LSD psychops, I'm a Ramasonic log to the private blogger Adam Weishaupt. Public enemy caught in the shooter's lobby, the real life Luca Brasi. So fuck you and the Illuminati. Spray with the milk, trade in the filth. A tray, ace of cocaine and some pills. Stay chill, super groupies wanna get raped. They're scraping the grill, duct tape the film. I cut to the chase and I drill. This that murder world animal fuck. A brand you can trust, like Phil Knight. Listen how we're banging in trunk.
The darkness that surrounds us can't hurt us. It's the darkness in the heart of our soul that turns us into murderers. Even though we gutter, we still gotta reach for the stars. Peace to the gods, not speed to the crumbs. The darkness that surrounds us can't hurt us. It's the darkness in the heart of our soul that turns us into murderers. Even though we gutter, we still gotta reach for the stars. Peace to the gods, not speed to the crumbs.
Political assassination by the interception and destruction of the assassin himself.
Good evening. Our top story tonight remains the assassination.
Yeah. They say that doomsday was written in an alien Bible, an algebraic code signaling the day of reprisal. Now paid it all, homemade weapons. Race crazy dude, the toothbrushes, two suspects, no arrest. Kool-Aid smiles, a whole grudges. Excited death squad, Knights of Templar, the lights Kevlar, the finest champagne, write your memoirs. They try to extradite him for running guns, so he faked his own death and had plastic surgery in Columbia. The last of the cast iron, blast fire, anti-accidental billion. Amongst the vampires, protests is not disturbing the peace. There's no peace, it's disturbing the war, murder the law. Secret police, plain clothes, FBI earpiece. Work the crowd with sunglasses on beach. Have a banana clip at the bar, the AK under the dinner table. We innovative, so we'll survive after everything else is disintegrated.
The darkness that surrounds us can't hurt us. It's the darkness in the heart of our soul that turns us into murderers. Even though we gutter, we still gotta reach for the stars. Peace to the gods, not speed to the crumbs. The darkness that surrounds us can't hurt us. It's the darkness in the heart of our soul that turns us into murderers. Even though we gutter, we still gotta reach for the stars. Peace to the gods, not speed to the crumbs.
We'll be right back. like Stephen King writes horror. If I was a Jew, then I'd like to menorah. I got rhymes for ya, excuse me, senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Eric O'Boyer or Marsha Brady? Let me know, hun, the deed will get done. Just us in the position, I'll take my run and then I'll go fishing. I'll get your river flowing, I'm always in the knowing. It comes to giving pleasure, I'm every woman's treasure. I came to work your body, so let me do my job. I've never been laid off, my rhyme is still paid off. Now I'm making records, now I'm making tapes. Steady busting suckers in bunches like grapes. Making all the pay, scooping up the loot. Putting suckers on the run, put my gun in and I shoot. I never been a front, I never been a fool. I got a natural skill, but I thank the Lord. Cause I feel blessed, I'm casually dressed. I always got my gun, but I never wear a vest. I'm quick on the draw, like the horse named McCraw. From the cartoon, boom, shalak, lock, boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Now, it is Tuesday, it is 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, which means it is time for Vancouver's preeminent mixed martial arts program, In the Cage with Bards. And despite the clocks going back, I am still Carlin Bardsley. Lots to do today. AFC had their most recent event in Victoria this past weekend. This coming week has shows from UFC, WEC, and MFC to look at. We'll have a closer look at the UFC-WEC merger and a look at Bellator's struggles. With a full plate to get to, let's dive into it, shall we? Armageddon Fighting Championship held their fourth event at Bear Mountain Arena just outside of Victoria on Saturday night. Headlined by former multi-time Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion and former Abu Dhabi submission wrestling champion Robert Drysdale, taking on Kelowna's own Team Toshido product, Clay Davidson, in the main event. The grappling legend Drysdale once again showed his dominance on the mat in his second MMA fight as he submitted Davidson with an armbar in the first round. The co-main event saw a middleweight showdown between Nick Hinchliffe and Mike Hackert, with Hinchliffe walking away with a unanimous decision victory. The win marks Hinchliffe's second in a row since losing to UFC veteran and product of Surrey, Caleb Starnes, at the last AFC event. Other results from the main card saw Daniel Swain defeat Baz Cunningham via rear naked choke in the first round. Derek Medler defeated Del Melnick via a ground-and-pound TKO in round one. Carl Bergen defeated Todd Stewart by unanimous decision. And on the undercard, David Perron knocked out Nathan Swayze in the second round, proving once again how difficult life is for people named Swayze. Jordan Nippelberg defeated Connor Riddell by unanimous decision. Dan Ring defeated Tristan Connolly by unanimous decision. Corey Gower defeated Ryan Leaf by TKO in round two. Not the NFL bust at quarterback Ryan Leaf, but the fighter out of the UConn, although I'm sure everyone would like to see the former Chargers quarterback take a beating. And Chris Jones stopped Theo Brisley via rear naked choke in the first round. Former UFC heavyweight champion Frank Mir was at the event to corner Drysdale, and also did an interview at the show where he was asked about the possibility of a third fight with Brock Lesnar. He made mention of seeing how Brock's career was going to go after getting smashed by Cain Velasquez, which got a roar from the crowd. The verdict? Brock Lesnar, still not popular in Canada. Must have been the anti-healthcare remarks. And with that, we'll head into the break and be back with a look at this week's shows. Stay tuned.
This is Kim.
And we're the Presets. You're listening to CITR on 101.9.
That was smooth.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just... one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual. Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss Paranormal Activity from October 22nd to November 4th, and then Jackass 3D from November 6th to November 12th. For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Welcome back to In the Cage with Bards here on CITR. The UFC returns to Germany this Saturday with a card that will be available for free on Spike TV. The card will be headlined by a middleweight title eliminator pitting Nate the Great Marquardt against Yushin Thunder Okami. The winner is slated to face the winner of the upcoming middleweight title showdown between Anderson Silva and Vitor Belfort. Both Marquardt and Okami have been at the cusp of middleweight glory for a while now. Marquardt was champion Silva's first title defense, and after coming up short, then went on a winning streak before dropping a decision to Chael Sonnen and another title eliminator earlier this year. Okami is the last man to hold a victory over Anderson Silva. The victory came over 4 years ago, and Okami was awarded the bout by disqualification after an illegal upkick by Silva. Okami's record had him as a top contender in the division, but a title shot has eluded him, partially because of his methodical, grinding style, which doesn't always lead to the most exciting fights. Okami is kind of like the John Fitch of the middleweight division in that regard. Despite this, Marquardt has promised an exciting fight, and coming from the man that blasted Damian Maia in 21 seconds, I believe him. Although Okami has been improving his wrestling, working with the legendary Team Quest, Marquardt still has the edge in that regard, and also owns a marked advantage on the feet. Look for Marquardt to impose his will and become the next in line for the 185-pound crown. In other middleweight action on the card, tough-talking Massachusetts native Jorge El Conquistador Rivera takes on heavy-handed Italian Alessio Legionarius Sakara. The wily veteran Rivera owns an experience advantage and is currently experiencing a career renaissance with a 3-fight winning streak, the last being a vicious KO victory over Nate Quarry in March. His opponent Sakara is also riding a 3-fight win streak, and both men love to stand and bang. Don't expect this fight to go to the scorecards, as the man who hits first and hits hardest may very well walk away with the W. With the card being in Germany, there's some German flavor on the card. Here in Canada, we call it CanCon. I thought about using the term JerCon, but thought better of it. At any rate, German Dennis Siever will get a hometown hero's welcome when he comes out for his lightweight showdown against a former Ultimate Fighter finalist, England's Andre Winner. Siever comes into the fight coming off a win over Miletic camp fighter Spencer Fisher. Before that, he dropped a decision to Winner's countryman Ross Pearson in a fight that won Fight of the Night honors. Siever is known for his wicked spinning back kick, which has won him 2 Knockout of the Night awards, and will need everything in his arsenal against Winner, who hails from Team Roughhouse, home of MMA standouts Dan the Outlaw Hardy and Paul Semtex Daly. Winner is known for his toughness and his boxing skills, but if he ends up eating one of Siever's spinning back kicks, that'll be all she wrote, and Germany may finally get a win over England. Ultimate Fighter winner Amir Sadala steps back into the octagon in a welterweight battle against German Peter Sabata. Sadala started his UFC career with high hopes, but has spent more time in the infirmary than he has in the octagon. Although known primarily as a grappler, in his last fight, Sadala has shown marked improvement in his kicks and Muay Thai clinch game. He'll be more than a handful against Sabata, who has dropped his last 2 fights in the UFC and may very well be in a do-or-die situation here. The main card will open with a light heavyweight bout between friend of the show, the Polish experiment, Krzysztof Soszynski, against Croatian jiu-jitsu ace Gorhan Relic. Soszynski had dropped his last fight, a rematch against Stefan Bonner, but did win a Fight of the Night bonus in a losing effort. Soszynski is a big, bruising 205, who also possesses a deadly Kimura that has won him 2 Submission of the Night awards. Relic is making his move back up to the 205-pound division after dropping his last 2 at middleweight to C.B. Dolloway and Kendall Grove. Relic will need every ounce of muscle he can to solve the Polish experiment. Not to be outdone, WEC is also putting on one of their last shows before merging with the UFC in January. WEC 52 will take place this Thursday and will be available to viewers here in Canada on The Score, so check your local listings. The card is headlined by WEC franchise star, the California kid Uriah Faber, as he drops from featherweight to bantamweight and takes on Japanese striker Takeya Mizugaki. Faber has long been synonymous with the WEC and served proudly as a long-reigning featherweight champion before losing the title to Mike Brown and coming up short against current champion Jose Aldo. Faber will now take his dynamic and exciting style to the 135-pound division to square off with Mizugaki, who took former bantamweight champ Miguel Torres to a five-round decision and has won Fight of the Night bonuses for both the Torres fight and a loss to Scott Jorgensen. Every fight Faber is in is worth the price of admission. Look for the California Kid to turn it up a notch as he anticipates the WEC-UFC merger. In featherweight action, the undefeated Chad Money Mendez will lock horns with Cuban grappler Javier Showtime Vasquez. Vasquez is riding a two-fight win streak, including a submission win over legend Jens Pulver, and will look to lock up one of Mendez's limbs, while Mendez will look to use his wrestling base to control Vasquez and ride out a victory. In another featherweight matchup, Eric Kosh will take on Francisco Rivera. Kosh was originally set to face off against Josh Grispy until Grispy was called up to fight featherweight champ Jose Aldo. The man known as the New Breed will look to use his submission skill against Rivera and take out his frustrations about being passed over. Back in the bantamweight division, Uriah Faber's teammate Joseph Benavidez will step into the cage to replace an injured Brian Bowles against Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu ace Wagner Fabiano. Fabiano was looking like the next bantamweight title challenger before dropping an upset loss over a year ago, but has since rebounded with two straight wins and will look to sub Benavidez to get back into title contention. Benavidez also loves him some subs and even enters the cage to the song Stranglehold. These two grappling wizards ought to put on a great show. All this and more this Thursday at WEC 52. And up here in the Great White North, we've got a fight card of our own to get excited about, as Maximum Fighting Championships presents MFC 27, Breaking Point, this Friday night at the River Cree Resort and Casino outside of Edmonton. The card is headlined by a welterweight title showdown between American Top Team product Douglas Lima as he takes on Jesse Juarez. Lima defeated hometown favorite Ryan Ford in his last MFC fight and will look to use his crisp Muay Thai and slick submissions to show Juarez why he has been given the nickname The Phenom and walk away with the inaugural MFC welterweight title. In other welterweight action, we'll see a rematch between UFC veteran Pete Spratt and the real deal Ryan Ford. Ford won the first fight between these two via submission 2.5 years ago and looks to be the prohibitive favorite in this fight as well. As while the veteran Spratt possesses a great stand-up attack, the ground game has continuously eluded him over his career and is indeed his Achilles heel. Look for the two to stand and trade punches for a while before Ford wrestles Spratt to the floor and has his way with him. Also on the card, UFC veteran David Heath takes on Glover Teixeira. Fan favorite Dwayne D-Bomb Lewis takes on TeamQuest Razak Al-Hassan, and more on the undercard. We'll be back with even more in The Cage with Bards after the break.
It's new, it's exciting, it's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa. California.
Your eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a vest for your Jimmy in the city. sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like I robbed Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Welcome back to In the Cage with Bards here on CITR. That was California Love by Tupac Shakur with Dr. Dre. Of course, the theme song to the California Kid, Uriah Faber, one of WEC's top stars. And speaking of WEC, as we touched on last week, the UFC will be absorbing WEC effective January, and with it, the promotion's lightweight, featherweight, and bantamweight divisions. Featherweight champion Jose Aldo will make his debut for the promotion on New Year's Day at UFC 125. The current plan is to have WEC lightweight champion Smooth Ben Henderson face the winner of upcoming UFC lightweight title match between Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard in unification bout. The WEC's top stars are thrilled as the merger means greater exposure for them and also more money for the lighter weight classes, with Canadian Mark Hominick adding that he feels sorry for the heavier guys because it'll be almost impossible for them to win Fight of the Night, which is of course a nod to the frenetic pace that many of the lighter fighters keep. With both companies already owned by the same parent company, and with UFC giving WEC's broadcast partner the Versus Network new events to replace that programming, the merger looks to run smoothly. Things are going less smoothly for Bellator Fighting Championships these days. Bellator CEO Bjorn Rebney went public with text messages that he had sent Strikeforce CEO Scott Coker regarding a possible lightweight unification match between Bellator's Eddie Alvarez and Strikeforce's Gilbert Melendez. Rebney put the text online to further his claim that Coker was ignoring him. Coker later said that the text had been sent to an old number, making Rebney look both petty and desperate. There may have been a reason for that desperation, though, as several MMA sites are reporting that things with Bellator are starting to, quote, hit the fan. As of this broadcast, Bellator does not have a television deal to air their Season 4 tournament, scheduled for the beginning of 2011. Negotiations with G4 supposedly fell through around the time DirecTV decided to drop the channel from their lineup. Each Bellator show cost the organization around $400,000. A fee of $65,000 is paid to NBC to broadcast regionally in hopes that NBC will pick up the program for a national time slot. They make roughly around $20,000 from sponsors per show, which still leaves them in a substantial hole that gets deeper with every week of Bellator broadcasts. The hedge fund investing in Bellator understood they would have to take a loss when the organization was created, but with Season 3 wrapping up, they are just not happy with the financial results thus far. Bjorn Rebney has reportedly given a substantial portion of his share in Bellator away to investors solely for them not to pull the plug on Bellator just yet. Henceforth, one of the reasons Bjorn has been pushing so hard for this Eddie Alvarez versus Gilbert Melendez fight to happen is not only to garnish interest for Bellator, but if Eddie defeats Gilbert, Bjorn can then use that as leverage for his investors. While things are going well for Bellator within the cage, business-wise, things do not look as bright. Well, that's about it for me. I want to wish a happy Remembrance Day to everyone here and also happy Veterans Day to our friends of the South. I want to remind everybody that there is a special 60-minute version of my interview with former Vancouver Athletic Commission Chairman Mirko Mladenovic available through the show's Facebook page. I received a lot of feedback on what was truly an eye-opening interview with the former chairman last week, and he had a lot to say that didn't make air. Check out www.facebook.com/inthecagewithbards, Bards of course spelled B-A-R-D-S, to hear that longer version. Also, you can always email the show at inthecagewithbards@hotmail.com. We'll leave you now with a song that Nate Marquardt has been known to use on occasion. Even if he doesn't use it this weekend, I'll take any excuse to play it. It's one of my favorites. Eminence Front by The Who. See you next week. Same Bards time, same Bards station. Until then, the bell has sounded.